Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Bab wada'i sahibi wa wasiyatihi 'inda firaqihi lis-safari wa ghayrihi wa du'a'i lahu wa talabi ad-du'a'i minhu. The chapter on someone saying farewell and his advice when he departs on a journey and supplicating for him and asking him to supplicate. In other words, making dua for him and asking him to make dua. So this chapter has four etiquettes. In the chapter itself has four etiquettes of a person that is departing, a person that is leaving and he's departing. He's going for Umrah, he's going for Hajj, he's going in Jamaat, person may be going overseas even for some work, he's departing and he's going. So at the time of departing, then there's four etiquettes that are mentioned here. The first etiquette that is mentioned is that the person that is departing, his advice, what advice he should be giving. The second is the person that is departing on a journey, etc., person making dua. So one is person that is departing. At the time when he is departing, then he should be giving some advice. In Arabic, you'll find that the word for advice is nasihat. Nasiha. So nasiha or nasihat is advices that is generally given, generally. But the time a person is departing, at that time when the person is departing and he's going, and this going can even mean the person is departing from the world and he's leaving the world and he's going. So at that time one of the etiquettes is, as we said, one of the etiquettes is to give some advice. That departing advice is known as wasiyat. So one is nasihat and one is wasiyat. So wasiyat is at the time when a person is departing, his final advices, he's leaving this world and he's going, that is his wasiyat. Or a person may be going overseas for some distant time, period, etc. So there's a departure, a person is leaving and he's going. So that advices is given extra emphasis. So therefore it's referred to as wasiyat. Person has left a wasiyat, he's left some advices, he has left some request for the family, for the friends to carry out. So now this is given much more emphasis than nasihat. So both have got advice, but one is a parting advice, which has much more emphasis in Shariat. And the final parting advice before a person leaves this world and he goes, that is his most emphasized advice, and we are encouraged to carry it out so long as it is within the limits of Shariat and it is something that is good. So we mentioned that the person that is going, so the first thing is to bid this person farewell, in other words to meet him at the time of going. So meeting is the first adab, the first etiquette. The second is nasihat or wasiyat at the time of leaving. The third is a person that is leaving, the people that are coming to meet him make dua for him. That is the third etiquette of meeting someone that is departing. The person that is meeting him before he leaves, that person makes dua for him. And the fourth etiquette is that he asks people. The person that is leaving, he asks people to make dua for him. So one is he makes dua for the people that are there. And the other is he asks people also, he's making dua for them and he's asking them that please make dua for me. So it's a two-way thing. People that are there are making dua and he is making dua for them. He is requesting them to make dua for him. So he makes dua for the people that came to meet him. And when he's leaving now, he's requesting them, you all also make dua for me. So remember something, this duas of a musafir are answered. So don't lose the opportunity. One is he's making dua for us when he's leaving as part of the etiquette. He's giving nasihat, he's making dua. We're bidding him farewell. But at the same time, we should also be requesting the person that is leaving to make dua for us because he's a musafir and the duas of a musafir are answered. So in this chapter, there are four etiquettes that are mentioned in the heading. Just to quickly recap, meeting the person at the time, it is translating as bidding farewell, meeting the person at the time when he's leaving, number one. Number two is, person that is leaving, he should leave with some nasihat and some advice. Number three is, he should make dua for the people that are there to see him off. And number four is, he should request those people also to make dua for him. So there's a two-way understanding as far as dua is concerned. So we'll do one ayah today. قال الله تعالى وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إله واحدة ونحن له مسلمون. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam at the time when they were about to depart from this world. Two great Nabis. At the time when they are about to pass away, what was their concern? Was their concern is who's going to run the shop? Was their concern what's going to happen as far as their income is concerned? What's going to happen as far as their worldly things are concerned? So this ayat is explaining, these two ayat are explaining, that how they conduct themselves at their last moments of their life. Look at what fikr and what concern they had. Allah Ta'ala also give us that fikr and concern. It was a whole life of concern. It was a whole life of concern. So at the time of death also, Allah Ta'ala blessed them also with this concern. So look at what their concern. Allah Ta'ala says that Ibrahim alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam advised their sons about it. So the first thing is that we're seeing here in this ayat is talking about nasihat at the time of death, or wasiyat at the time of death. So advised their sons about it, saying, Allah Ta'ala explaining what they advised. They called their sons, they, oh my sons, verily Allah Ta'ala has chosen this religion for you. Allah Ta'ala has chosen this deen for you. So die only as Muslims. Concern was not the shop, was not the job, occupation. Concern was when you people die, you must only die as Muslims. لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. The concern for the children was they must remain on Islam and they must die on Islam. This is what you call a Nabi. He's concerned for his family, the akhirat of his family. He's not worried about other things. His main concern, overarching concern, is the concern of deen. That you ensure, لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون, that you only die as Muslims. And then Allah Ta'ala says, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَىٰ إِذْ حَضْرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ, or were you present when the death, when death presented itself before Yaqub alayhi salam? This expression, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَىٰ, were you present? We obviously were not present. But this is the way the ayat of the Quran is for emphasis. That you didn't see the storm the other day. Somebody said, you didn't see. In other words, you may have seen it, you may have not seen it. But just to say you didn't see, like, creates extra emphasis and extra understanding that really this thing had taken place. So were you not present at that time, for emphasis Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, were you not present at that time when Yaqub alayhi salam was about to pass away, when he asked his sons, what will you worship after my death? This was his question to his sons. That, لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ, what will you worship? In other words, he was concerned that they mustn't leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was his concern at the time of death. That what will you worship after me? So his sons, they replied, we will worship your Allah and Allah of your forefathers, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and Ishaq alayhi salam. He Allah is only one, we surrender to Him only. This is the reply that His sons had given Him. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq, worrying about the iman of our children, worrying about the akhirat of our children, to such an extent that the last advices also had to do with regards to the iman and the Islam of the children, them remaining on deen right up till the end. When this is pumped into the children, put into the children as far as the thinking is concerned, then they also will carry out the same things. And when they have children also, inshallah, there is great hope that this will be their concern, akhirat of their children. But if you only worry about the dunya of our children, only worry about the well-being and welfare as far as this world is concerned, that now will generally continue down the progeny. The progeny won't be worried about akhirat. But if we instill this in our children from now, we will notice that at the time of maut, inshallah, they will still be concerned and they will also continue with the next generation coming. So therefore it is very, very important that we instill these values in our children. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.